Last weekend, Rob and I traveled to Greenbow House of Prayer in the teeny tiny town of Scott in middle Georgia. Late in the morning on Saturday, the chapel at Greenbow was bursting at the seams, and the chairs were spilling out into the hallway. There were people there in their 30s, and lots of people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and even late 90s. That sacred space was alive with people's joy in seeing longtime soul friends, people who are family of the heart. And then the noon hour arrived. The bell in the tower was rung. The liturgy for which the 75 or so of us had gathered began. At first, it seemed like a regular Holy Eucharist, with Lisa playing a haunting solo on her oboe, and all of us singing a hymn together, and scripture readings of the day, and a beautiful, powerful sermon offered by Faye. But then, something out of the ordinary occurred. Tall, slender, curly-haired, bearded 37-year-old Oliver got up from his seat and walked through the length of the chapel, through the doors to the hallway. They'd been left open so that all the people in the hallway could see. And the doors were closed. And then there came a knocking at the door. Fran asked, "Who is knocking? Give your name." And we could hear Oliver saying, "Oliver Daniel Ferrari." And then Fran opened the door, and Oliver stayed in the threshold of the doorway. Faye asked him, "Why do you want to enter here?" "For the love of God." Steve then responded, "As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God?" And Faye said, "Welcome, Oliver. Come in now to live in the house of the Lord all the days of your life." Oliver came into the chapel. He followed Faye and Steve as they walked to the table that serves as the altar. He knelt down and he presented himself to God and to the community, making his vows to religious life as a brother of the Greenbow House of Prayer. There was not a dry eye or a frown in that place. The Holy Spirit was resting on all in the room. All those dozens of Simeons of the heart and soul blessed Oliver and his elders in the community, Faye and Steve. And all of we Annas of the heart and soul filling that chapel and spilling out into the hallway. Spread the good news to one and all. God's redeeming, healing presence in the creation is alive and continuing strongly and clearly in dearest Oliver. There was amazement and awe, gratitude and rejoicing. We recognized in Oliver and in each other the reflection of the loving Creator. Jesus is now about 6 weeks old. It was the practice of that time, as stated in the book of Leviticus, that a woman was to present herself to a priest when the days of her purification had been completed. Following the birth of a male child, that was a period of 40 days. So Mary, Joseph, and Jesus have traveled to Jerusalem from their home in Nazareth for Mary to present herself, to be made ritually clean, welcomed again in the community. But something out of the ordinary happens here. The author of Luke tells us the whole family presents itself for their purification. And another out of the ordinary thing occurs. The book of Exodus calls for the firstborn son to be dedicated to God. And the book of Numbers states that the firstborn son could be redeemed from the belonging to God status if the family paid 5 shekels. But there was no law or custom prescribing that this presentation of the firstborn take place in the temple. This is new and different. Mary and Joseph are doing something brand new. They seem to be continuing to move with the angel Gabriel, who visited Mary to tell her that this child is born of the Holy Spirit. This child is the child of God. So they've taken him to the temple, a sacred place to be with God. And in that sacred place was the elderly, devout man Simeon. He was practiced in listening for and being guided by the Holy Spirit, the presence of God. Simeon took the wee boy in his arms, seeing, hearing, feeling, knowing he was holding the Holy One, the Messiah, the hope and healing, saving presence of God for all peoples. He was so overjoyed and grateful, he sang praises to God, and he offered blessings to Mary and to Joseph. Yet Simeon's elation did not cloud his vision. He also saw clearly the pain and sacrifice coming for Mary and for her son. And in that sacred place, there was also 84-year-old Anna. She, like Miriam, Deborah, and Huldah before her, was a prophet, a holy, wise woman of God. She too saw and heard and felt and knew that God was doing something new in the world. She knew and saw that God was fulfilling God's promises to the people. The Holy One continues to transform and heal and restore creation. Anna spreads the good news to all with ears to hear. Simeon and Anna saw the light of this little one, the light of the world, alive in the 6-week-old. God gave them the gift and grace to see God in the face of this baby. Anna said yes to this gift. Simeon said yes to this light. Each one of us is marked in our body and soul, marked and claimed as Christ's own forever. We belong to this mysterious, transforming, ever-creating, always restoring, loving, Holy One. We are a part of the body of Christ, always. I wonder if you have heard someone name to you that she sees God alive and present in this world, in you. Has someone told you he sees Christ when he beholds your face? Every time you come to the table to receive communion, I look in your face and I behold the face of Christ. Every time we pass the peace, I look in your face and I behold the face of God. When I see or hear about an act of kindness, a heart moved to open to welcome a stranger, when I see or hear that a person has received the grace to forgive another person, when I see or hear acceptance and mercy, compassion, and empathy offered and received, I rejoice in beholding Christ's presence here, now, in this place, in your life, in your heart, in your face. Every creature is a mirror of divinity, said St. Hildegard of Bingen. We imagine the divine as distant and inaccessible, whereas in fact we live steeped in its burning layers, says Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. And Blessed Teresa of Avila tells us, Christ has no body now on earth but yours. No hands but yours. No feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which Christ's compassion is to look out to the world. Yours are the feet with which Christ is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which Christ is to bless all people now. This six-week-old baby boy in Mary's arms looked like just another among countless baby boys to most people. But Simeon and Anna look in his face. And in the face of this little one, they see God. God with us. Here, in this world, in time, in this place. Why does God want to enter here, entering into creation? For love. For the love of all God has created. For the love of you. For the love of me. Why do you want to enter here? Out of habit or a sense of duty? Or for some reason beyond words? The Holy Spirit rests with you and whispers in your ear. She opens your eyes and ears. She longs for you and calls you here for the love of God.